Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, I am joined by my new homie, G-Spot, in the building. No homo.
What up? What up, y'all?
You want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can hit us up also by going to the Facebook Smooth Drama page, or just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find it, you can holler at it. Anyway, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, dog. I'm so excited to be here. I feel like, you know, you're giving me an opportunity here, man. I've known you for so many years, bro, and I'm just looking forward to hollering at your crowd up in here, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, I just wanted to say one thing. The New York Knicks are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, you damn straight, dog. One game does not define you. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, we got smacked around tonight, but that's all good. Hey, you take your punches and you roll back with it and stand up and go with it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, getting blown out in the first game means nothing. You can win all the other 81.
You lose your first road game. As long as you play 500 ball on the road and you handle business at home, that's all Cleveland did. That's all they did. They got a little excited. They're at home. Their locker room is tight. Knicks are going to be all right, I hope.
I was going to say, you know, you was co-signing on it, man. Like, yeah, because my boys,
I'm just happy Derrick Rose is not on the DL already, all right? So we good.
Why are you saying you happy he not on the DL? What are you trying to say? You heard some rumors?
Hey, I just heard insurance payments pay pretty good in the NBA. That's all.
Speaking of what's not on the DL, though, what's up with Josh Brown, man? It's some New York shit. I know it ain't your team, the Jets, but the fact that he got suspended one game, and he gets paid after admitting to beating his woman a lot, not a little bit, a lot.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, dog.
Right. I mean, Tom Brady got four games for allegedly deflating some balls. I can't even remember when that shit happened. It was so long ago. He got four games. And
well, there ain't no alleged. He got caught, but that's okay.
All right, but so he deflated balls. He got four games. Josh Brown whooped his woman's ass repeatedly, and he got one game. And he's still getting paid.
Hey, you know what it is, dog. They just feeling like, hey, man, you know, my man admitted to it. He owned up to it, so we got him scot free. Are you kidding me, man? Are you serious? Come on, dog. We all know what's happened in the league before. You touch your woman, you done. You getting
right.
One game. Come on now.
I mean, with paid though.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? What's that telling to all these young bucks in the league? Oh, if he got away with this, so can I. And he's just a kicker. Come on, man.
Well, and not only that, but what the league said, what the team said, well, he's working on his issues. And so because he's working on his issues, we don't want to abandon him. I'm like, abandon him. Didn't he say, I'm whooping my woman's ass I'm cussing her out all the time. I'm like, yeah, he's rich. He'll be all right.
Hey, dog, but I don't know if you know this, bro. The life of a kicker is stressful, man. They go up in the locker room. They get beat down by the linemen. They take their jock straps and throw it in their face. My man just went home and said, man, I got to let loose. And you know what? That's some bullshit right there.
Hold on. Wait. I ain't heard of no shit like that where lineman is pushing on and like, smell my jock strap. Come on, man.
Come on, you a kicker, dog. All you got to do is kick the damn ball. He's trying to use his hands on a woman. What's wrong with him, man? Come on, dog. Keep down the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So
crazy, man.
Yeah, the fact
and
that...
And get paid.
Right, got paid, got put on the exempt list. Exempt list. Now, I ain't going to say it's racist, but Greg Hardy and Ray Rice, remember, they got a whole season. I mean, obviously, Ray Rice deserved his, because that shit he did was...
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, and Greg Hardy, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved it. I mean, he had multiple incidents smacking multiple women around. He wasn't relegated to one. This one is one woman, Molly.
Yeah,
Molly to suffer all of it by herself. I mean, obviously he probably was hitting somebody else off, but he probably wasn't smacking her around because, you know, you smack a groupie, that's how you get sued.
So, that's it. That's all she wrote. Nah, there ain't no room for that, man. That's crazy, man. The NFL got some issues, man. For real.
Well,
like, just, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, yeah, the NFL's got issues, but it's the racial component. Kaepernick is horrible, but Josh Brown, he's all right. I mean, remember,
hey,
they had T-shirts talking about kill Kaepernick.
Hey,
Josh Brown,
why you be listening? Kaepernick got number one sales in jersey sales this year. Number one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying though.
That's crazy.
How come people hate him more than they hate Josh Brown?
Come on, dog. You know what it is. You just said it. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, but Kaepernick, last time I checked, Kaepernick wasn't, I smacked my bitch up.
Yeah, he said freedom of speech. He says exactly what he stands for, and you commend him for that. Josh Brown just doing what a bunch of hillbillies in the middle of the United States just do. They think that's normal. They look at him like they're idolizing him. That's crazy, man. That's what's wrong with society, man.
Why are you picking on hillbillies?
Hey, I just said it. You were thinking it.
Nah, you said why are you picking on hillbillies? I'm just asking the question. Cause see, we got a hillbilly who calls every now and again, and I insult him, and so, you know. And if you listen,
if he calls in, we'll ask him. I'll just tell you for my hillbilly friends. That's what they do. Don't you hear them country songs?
so Bubba, if you're listening, I will give you a chance to defend yourself tonight. I'm not gonna talk about you in the alley sucking dick, none of that, Bubba. So Bubba, if you want to call in, feel free to call in. I ain't gonna wish you cancer in the dick or in the balls, nothing. You can call in, Bubba. I'll give you a chance to talk. Where
dog,
you at,
with a name like Bubba, that's all she wrote, dog. That's
no,
a wrap.
No. His name is Bubba from the Backwoods. That is his internet name.
Yeah, he's doing a lot in them Backwoods.
there ain't a sheep or a hog in the Backwoods that's safe.
There ain't no alley, Sue, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
No, we straight stereotyping.
Hey, I call it like I call it, dog. You know what I mean? Hey, it ain't a stereotype, and it's happened mass times of multiple people. It ain't a stereotype. It becomes factual.
Well, I mean, so, okay. The election is a few weeks away.
No. The beginning of the re-election of 2020 starts in a couple weeks away. You're right.
The re-election of 2020?
Man, you know, someone's going to win in 2 weeks, and all we thinking about is, man, who's the next candidate going to be? We got four more years of this bullshit.
I'm like, because you know,
whoever wins is going to win by default, dog. You know what I mean? Because they earned it.
Well, I'm sitting up there looking like, how do you lose to Trump and Hillary? I mean, watching these debates, it's like, damn. I would rather do anything, be at the dentist with no medicine or whatever, picking my nose. I mean, whatever. Everything is more exciting than watching baseball.
You know why, dog? You know why?
Why?
Because you're an intellectual man. You being intellectual, you know you watching some bullshit. But you got some other people believing this reality TV and watching the Kardashians and seeing this and that, Housewives or whatever city they feel like doing. So, man, these debates is nothing but reality TV. They just seeing Trump being a fool, Hillary just lying like always. That's all it is. It's entertainment. And these are the people that are going to be governing our country. These are going to be the leaders of our nation. Boy, I tell you what. Hey, some shit about to go down real soon. You know that?
I don't think so. I've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. I will be kind of happy that it'll be somebody racist in the White House. Maybe we won't get killed as much. I'm going to keep saying it because, you know, the backlash because the a black president has been kind of tough. You know, dudes like me, it used to be the hassle getting stopped. Now we getting killed.
Right.
So, I mean, right. I ain't say, you know, I ain't drug dealer. I'm a nerd. I got comic books at the house. My ass is not safe. On the street, I might stop. I'm like thinking about the time when my car, or hell, I can talk about the time when me and my son was walking with our bikes and you passes by, you need help. And I'm like, nah, we cool. We just walking up the hill. That would have been the cop. We might have died in this era as opposed to just because cops drove by us like nothing. But then they'd be like, well, did you steal those bikes? And you look threatening with those bikes and I have to shoot you? Just saying.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man. No, I hear you, man. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate right now as far as what's going down like that. Like, it's supposed to be protecting your peace, man, and here you are, like, scared to come out your own house. That made no sense.
Well, I'm saying, so if Hillary wins, because it's looking like Hillary's going to win, hell, what? What's the worst that could happen? Somebody races in the White House. It's like you have one black president, the rest of them, I don't think they were in love with black people. I don't think so.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But, you know, if Hillary wins, you know, Bill Clinton, he's going to start his own little cigar company on the side. You know that, right?
Cigar company. See, there you go. There you go.
Don't you know, dog? Cuba is wide open now, man. Cuba is wide open, boy. He just,
I think we have a call.
I think that's a good segue for questions.
Yes, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you perfectly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just called into the show. I just got in. I'm trying to listen to what was the topics and stuff.
All right. We'll put you back on. All right. Thank you for coming and listening. All right. So with that, I think we're going to go on break here. And since it's basketball season and I got a New Yorker in the house, I'm going to go with my favorite basketball song. This is Gangstar, Now You're Mine.
You're dead boss. You never have the skills like mine. I write the ill-type rhymes. Now I'm reaching my prime. 360 dunk in your face. You can't compete. You're just a basket case. Let's separate the men from the boys. And put your money where your mouth is. No time for toys. Your game is weak, you geek, so don't sleep. Cause I'll be checking you, wrecking you. When I start to creep through the back door. I know I caught you out there. You got no clout here. And I doubt there is any way that you can stop the beat down. You ought to play the background and sit back down. Chumps like you, I gotta keep them in line. So prepare to suffer, boy, cause now you're mine. I fake your left and go right, straight down the lane. Here's one in your eye. You feel pain, you're strained to put together some strategy. But you're raggedy, and I'll be glad to see the frown on your grill when I drill and thrill. Set up my offense, commence to kill. I'll be leading from beginning to end. And after I pound you, you're gonna wanna make friends and make amends for the silly trash you were talking. Take a walk in your shots, I'm swatting with ease. And the ladies are swooning, clocking my swiftness while you're drooling. You ought to practice up and get your game refined. I've been waiting to dog you, and now you're mine. Hurry up, sucker, go ahead and pick your squad. Try to play hard, but I'ma rob you of your crazy notions to defeat me. You're weak, see? I rob our car and even be down to give you a rematch. After I wax and tax that butt, when I slam the alley-oop, you can rally troops, but I play the awesome defense. I pick your pocket and send you to the bench with tears in your eyes as you realize the prize is for me. Yes, all the money. Son, my ball is too nice, my handle's precise. I take your right or go left, cause my game's so deaf, and now you're mine, you're mine, you're mine.
Now you mind. It's kind of like what's happening right now.
Good looking out, Fred. Good looking out with Gangstar. Also, rest in peace to MC Guru, one of the greatest died at a young age. That was good looking out with Gangstar. I love the flavor.
Oh, well, one, I was talking about Golden State is getting served right now. It's like down by like 20. Everybody kind of put the ring on their finger, but it ain't looking like I do is coming right now.
I think the Spurs are giving them the middle finger right now.
Oh, they got it up in there deep. Deep.
I heard Golden State has like the Red Sea right now, parting right down the lane. They just like ole, giving up layups and dunks.
Yeah. All day, every day. I predicted they're going to lead the league in getting dunked on. They may blow a lot of teams out, but they're going to lead the league in getting dunked on because, yeah, there's no shot blocking on that team. The only shot blocking they have is the guy I can't wait to see play, JaVale McGee, just because he's just a reality show waiting to happen. Speaking
down by 20 at their home opener.
Yep. Yeah, I think everybody's gonna be upset at work tomorrow here in the Bay Area, but I said it. But what I'm upset about, I know y'all may be mad at me, but boo, a Madea Halloween did $27.6 million this weekend. $27.6 million. I'm sorry. I'm hating on all y'all who went and saw that shit, and you didn't go see Birth of a Nation. You went and saw Boo. I mean, how funny is this dude in the dress? I'm sorry. You didn't see it like 35 times. Is it that funny? I mean, am I missing up? Maybe I'm too intellectual, as you said. But nobody went to see Birth of a Nation, but all y'all went to see Ed Madea in that bush. I'm bitter. That's all. And I ain't gonna wish nothing bad on y'all, but I'm gonna say shame on you if you saw Madea but you haven't saw Birth of a Nation. I'm just saying it.
Hey, dog, there's a following, man. Tyler Perry, man, he has a huge following, dog. So, you know, that's all it is, man. All his fans came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people like drag queens. I get it.
Hey, I call it what you want. It's working for him.
Yeah, it's working. I'm just saying. But, see, at the same time, these be the same folks talking about, oh, how come ain't no black folks on TV? How come we can't get shows we want to see? It's because y'all only want to see this coonery.
Yeah, that's crazy. 27 million, huh?
28 million. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably cost like $5 million to make it. Well, I'll tell you.
Just
like a damn woman and act a fool. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Every week.
Tell you, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it had them sitting up there talking about, oh, yeah, there's so much more we can do. We can, there's Christmas specials. There's all kinds of things we can do with Madea. I'm like,
Oh yeah, we in trouble, dog. You know Christmas coming out next year, and then they're gonna do Easter, and they're gonna do some other bullshit. They're gonna run with it.
Yeah, I'm
they're gonna mess
watching.
Around and do like some Columbus Day bullshit, man.
Yeah, but you wanna know what's funny? Did you see Chris Rock's top five?
Mm-mm.
Well, in top five, he did the thing. He was doing a movie on the Haitian Revolution, and he's like, "Yeah,
uh-huh.
People will go watch this." But at the same time, there was a comedy that came out, and nobody went to see the comedy. I mean, everybody went to see the comedy. Nobody went and saw the movie about the Haitian Revolution.
Okay.
And he was talking about how, yeah, people will want to see me in a serious role. It's like, no. No, nobody wants to see anything. It's like,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, man. They're like 10 people in the movie theater on opening night, huh?
Well, when I went and saw Birth of a Nation, I'd say it was about 20 people in the theater.
Hey, and that was friends of the family, huh?
I doubt if they were friends with dude's family, but yeah. And then they were people that were there. I'm like, when he got killed, right after the end, I'm like, they was laughing and joking. I'm like, it's so funny.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, but that's just me. I guess I'm just wound a little bit too tight. So.
You need to tell people to watch that, dog. You got to. That's a movie. That's a must-see movie. If you don't know about it, you better find out. You better Google it. You better ask. That's something that's righteous. That's history. That's something you need to watch, guaranteed.
I'm just saying, if y'all didn't go see Gods of Egypt, then you can at least go see Birth of a Nation. Anyway,
get the bootleg. Don't get the bootleg. Support a brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's too late for that. They probably had the bootleg 2 weeks before it came out, but not going to go there. We got an email.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it was off of what I talked about last week, because I had talked about there was a research where they talked about people who are like impotent and have a hard time having children, and when they have those procedures, their kids are more likely going to be predisposed to being kind of impotent also. And I was like, broke dick syndrome. It's like you passing broke dick syndrome down to your kids. So
that's a damn shame for that kid, boy.
There was an email where somebody was talking about that, and I'm just gonna read the email. Email's called Broken Pussy. With all the talk about the female anatomy in the media, Donald Trump, I was really offended and put off by it. The thought of my pussy being grabbed by someone I had no interest in sexually was disgusting, and at the same time, I felt like it really wasn't that big of a deal. Men have been specializing women since the beginning of time, and that's not the worst thing he said or will say. Sometime later, pussy was in my face again, but this time I was cool with it. I felt it. It was talking to me. Issa Rae's show on HBO, Insecure, had my full undivided attention. I don't know why, but when she told her friend, "Maybe your pussy is broken," I felt that in my soul. I've never felt mine was broken, but I've never had the issues that this generation has had. 1835. Having issues with dating, being okay with your sexuality, along with self-esteem, and having to deal with judgment. I think it was so eye-opening for me because society tells women one thing, but reality says another. Society tells women that we are the prize, the gift, a flower. Reality tells us we aren't special at all. Pussy comes a dime a dozen. So we try very hard to save ourselves for that special guy and give our gift to him. And when we do it, it turns out he doesn't want it and returns it used. Was it broken? Why didn't he like it? It's true. A man is blinded by the idea or the fantasy he has of having sex with a woman he's sexually attracted to. And he's good until his release. And then every flaw from the pimple on her forehead to the way she breathes annoys him. He's decided she's not the one after all. So was it because her pussy is broken? Why didn't he see me before sex?
Man, someone's been around the wrong fellas, huh?
It seems like it. You want to tackle that one? You want to go first?
Someone seems a little scorned there, man. First of all, thank you for sending that. And you know, sharing your thoughts. But I'm going to tell you something, broken pussy. The pussy ain't broken. The pussy's not broken. The problem, what it sounds like, is you ain't just surrounding yourself with like the right individual, the right dude. Just like my man was saying at the beginning of the show, what's up with these guys like beating on their women and think that's acceptable? That is not acceptable. A woman should be treated like a queen. A woman should be treated like a princess, like your mom. You treat a woman like your mom. You know, you're righteous. So if you up in there giving up the kitty cat, and next thing you know, the man like disrespect you or calling out your flaws, the chances are you shouldn't have given it up to begin with. So I think it takes two to tango. You know, you talking about pussy being broken because my man got his, and after that he ain't treating you right. You might have to look at yourself, too. Because a lot of women, they want to blame on the man, but at the same time, you know, you got to look at the way how it went about. Did you give it up on that first date? Did you give it up before you guys wined and dined or took you out? You know what I mean? So you got to look at the whole situation. Now, if you feel that way, I'm sorry you do, and hopefully you learn from it. But I think there's a lot more to the story than what you're elaborating with us.
All right.
Well, now, I agree with some of what you said. And then I will focus on something that she says, where she says, societies tell women that we are the prize, the gift, the flower. I'm going to disagree there respectfully, because I don't think society has ever really, I mean, we are talking about male-dominated, European male-dominated society. I don't think they've ever had any real love for women. I mean, most of these societies, European-based societies especially, women are below. I mean, the putting you on the pedestal was just so the slave owner could fuck all his slaves. He said you was too good to have sex with, so he can have sex and all the babies on the plantation would look like him. Other than that, that on the pedestal thing, that was a slave time condition only. Respect for women here in the United States, shit. I'm trying to remember when that happened. I mean, you know, now when we talk about broken pussy, as my man G Spot said, you know, you have to look at the type of individual one you were around. I mean, because, and then what were the conditions of your relations? I mean, because there are a lot of people who go into, I mean, if you're saying that, hey, it's going to be me and you, and this is how we're going into the focus of the relationship, and they disappoint you, I understand that. But if you're like casually rolling into it, hey, it's casual. And, you know, as far as the release goes, I think that release goes for everybody, because for every dude that's out there getting his release and moving on, there's a female who gets their release and moves on too.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know, so
that's my point.
I don't think the pussy's ever broken. In watching Issa Rae's show, past show guest Issa Rae, watching her show, and you know, she was talking about the broken pussy. The girl was talking about how she couldn't get proper dates, whatnot, and it was, I mean, basically it was a standards issue, because it's women look for a certain standard in an unrealistic, unidealistic type situation. There's the dream, and then there's what the reality is. Nobody's perfect. Everybody looking for that perfect dream scenario. Good luck. Because that's fairy tales in the book, right?
Yeah, I hear you, dog. It's like, you know, if you keep surrounding yourself around the same type of dude, then you're going to keep getting the same result. So it's like, you know, if you went through that as a female, then you might have to look around and change your environment, change your dating habits, change your friends, or listen to your friends. Learn from their mistakes, not yours. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they talking about, like my man Fred said, you know, he said there ain't no righteous women in the U.S. I don't know about that, man. There might be a couple. My point is, you throwing your business out there, you know, you got to treat the pussy like it's sacred. And if you give it up to a man and he diss you, then, hey, you obviously didn't do your homework before you gave up the goodies. That's all I'm saying.
Homework. You must do homework. I think that's important. And speaking of homework, I want to say first to the emailer,
thank you very much for sending the email. And as always, I encourage any and all persons out there who listen to the show to email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Any questions, comments, concerns, we will talk about it. And, you know, we'll do you right. I know G-Spot wants to do you right.
All day, every day. I'll show you a real man. What's up? Come on now. Come on now. Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah, we're going to slow down. Speaking of slowing down, I don't know if you saw, you know, Netflix has a biopic on Obama's college days.
Yeah, man. Occidental.
Yeah, it's a film set in 1981, and it's called Barry. I'm like, did he die?
Right?
He died. I mean, we already got the movie about him and Michelle and their date, their first date, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We are that, and I think they're still alive, right?
Last time I checked, alive and kicking.
He's still the president, right?
Last I heard.
All right. You know, because it's weird to me. It's sort of like, remember the Muhammad Ali movies? And he's still alive, but he's starring in it. Like, they make a movie about somebody, but they're alive, like they're dead.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Yeah, and
it's
so
like,
this.
Yeah, like when the individual's talking first person, that dude alive, that female alive, you know what I mean? They trying to make it sound like they dead. It's like, come on, man, what, you trying to get ratings up in here? You know, that don't make no damn sense.
Right. And I'm like, on his college days, what? He's in college. He smacked a few girls on the butt and apparently did a little cocaine. I mean, what? I don't need to see that.
That's just growing. He was living, right? That's it.
Right.
You experiencing life. You trying to figure out what's right from wrong. No big deal in that.
Yeah, no big deal at all. But hey, I guess that'll probably be a popular movie too. And then you can watch
you
that.
You trying to tell a young audience that are listening, if you do cocaine and smack some butts, you might become president someday? Is that what you're implying?
Well, George Bush did it. I mean, he disappeared. I mean, he went on a coke bender for like a few years. He was gone. I think he disappeared off the set for like a year or two. So, you know, there was a lot of coke, and he was president. Remember, he couldn't even pronounce words and shit. It was like, he's president.
My man's face was red. My man's face was red in the middle of December.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cold
right.
weather.
Didn't even
red, like he got a sunburn.
I mean, so, you know, what, Ulysses S. Grant was a functioning alcoholic, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on about a whole lot of presidents. They had some deficiencies.
Hey, this is just an individual with power. That's all. At the end of the day, behind them closed doors, they got issues just like anybody else. That's all
yeah.
it is. They just got a lot more people that can cover it up for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they got the Secret Service there for a reason. I would love to talk to a Secret Service agent. That'd be some good stories up in there.
Oh, man, you know the stories that they have. Woo! Probably
Ooh,
second.
Lord.
And you imagine like the JFK days when they was having sex at the pool.
Man.
Crazy.
JFK, player.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I mean, what, Franklin Delano Roosevelt married his cousin. They, isn't it, the cousin, first cousin. Not like fourth or
that's
fifth.
That's nasty, dog. That's nasty.
Right. He married his first cousin. See, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, not besmirching Barack, but I'm just saying. Or Barry, as they call it in the film, but I'm like, why are we watching the film about his college days? I don't know. He's like, he's so popular. He's been so big of an influence on the black community. I'm like, I still don't know why, because he still hasn't said black. And he's like 7 years and 11 months into his presidency. It's like...
Right.
He can do something for us, like what, next week, say, hey, reparations for all black folks, and then just like leave. We know it's not going to pass Congress, right? But he could throw us a bone, like, the end, like, you know what, I'm out, and reparations for all black people. Deuces.
That'd anyway. Be a nice way, right, to go out, huh?
Yeah, it would be. But we not going to go there. We're going to go on break, man. Since we still doing our NY, I'm going to take you back a little bit. This is EPMD, Strictly Business.
Uh-oh.
No joke on the lyrics, sorry to be modest. I knew I was a man with a master plan to make it wiggle and jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing and through the brain structure. Don't sleep on the E, you see something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. It take a second to wreck it because you dumb and blind. So just round, but you an MC clown was on the circus. EPMD is his town. Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing, on the cause and illusion. Like a magician, he draws a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm drawing more like a 44 Magnum. MC3, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. It's traveling to see the light, but everything's motion is frightening. Plus, I thought you were alone. You now enter dimension called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified. Plus, you can't bear the thought. You and I one on one in the land of the lost. You start to shiver. Then you scream, my friend. You wake up late because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on the scene, do not try to diss. Keep your mouth a sucker jaw because I'm strictly business. This is the rap season, where the East starts season. Girls around the world, no need to be season. When I roll, I show cool, always back to two, just in case. My brother acting cool, I got the energy to put the girls in the frenzy, put in shock when I rock. Feeling up, I'm not stingy, make sure I don't ruin when I'm on the dance floor. Busy boy, like you never saw before. One flow, good to go, I do the show. I put your whole boy, you sniff flow. Hell no, I have my whole life ahead of me. No time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start ripping. So I say, A-OK, cause I'm the E. The R-I-C-K. If she looks me in my face, then the eyes get weak. Force made to sin, heart made increase. It's like, beam me up, Scotty. I control your body. I'm as deadly as Zane's when it's time to rock a party. In all the respect, when I say my check, let a sucker slide once, then I break his neck. So when I say jump, you would bow our high. Because I'm taking no prisoners, so don't play hero and die. You're just a soldier, and I'm a gooberay. I do not think twice about the entries I slay. So if you want a battle, I highly recommend a finger to a mom and dad. Because I'm strictly business. I'm a locksmith with the key to fame. Never hide myself
Always say the same, play a lot because I'm hot like a horse. I trot, I run the track and back. Gee, no, I'm not. I'm the mellow, the fellow, the one that likes to say hello to a fly girl that is good to go. With the flow simple and the off Yvonne flow. Cause when I am in action, there is no time for maxing or relaxing. Just reacting, it's attacking on a sucker MC. Who mouth keep on dabbing and flapping, I lose my cool. Then I start slapping and smacking, you wanna roll. Then I'll be starting jabbing and capping. No time to lounge, I'm packing and strapping. At my point of fact, I sure act you like an eagle. I'm the sheriff, the fighting is illegal. But next time in town, I highly recommend it. You got to chill, because I'm strictly business. Hey, yo, you double, man, let them know what time it is. Duh, my chick is chill. PMD is a full effect.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your
host. Yes, 40 miles per gallon highway.
Okay.
My man, Smooth. Breaking news. JaVale McGee scores 2 points. He's in the game and he got his. There's a SIG alert outside the Oracle Arena. All the Warrior fans are pouring out and they're missing my man score 2 points. Come on now.
I mean, they're only down 22 points. It's no biggie. I know they wasn't coming out there to see this. I mean, you know, the Warriors especially, it's been one of them things where they are so used to, well, fourth quarter, we go home because we're blowing people out by 22. And I'm guessing they probably expected to be up by 20. So, yeah, it's a little different. By the way, that was
just a little bit.
So, yeah. Oh, but getting back to some real business. What you know about Oakland and another police sex scandal?
Tell us, man. Tell us, Smooth, what's going on?
Oh, your main man, Ryan Walterhouse. He's scheduled to be arraigned on Friday, on 2 felony counts of conspiracy to obstruct justice and 1 misdemeanor of engaging in prostitution. I guess what homie had been doing was he was alerting the prostitute to police raids and then paying her for sex.
Man.
Yeah.
My man.
And, you know, of course she was underage.
Come on, nah, dog. Underage prostitution in Oakland? I don't believe you, man.
You know, it's one of them shocking things because you never hear about that here in Oakland. You know, it's only been like, what, 13, 14 times now? But we not counting.
Yeah, man, that's about stupid. Come on, man. You're gonna barter with a prostitute? Come on, dog.
well, not only, remember, there was the other one. Her name escapes me, but she's in Florida, and they weren't going to charge the officer because they said they needed her to come back here. I'm like, why? Why she can't Skype? It's like, we got the technology, Skype, and it will be her, and say, hey, yes, them dudes. It's like, they just wanted to come back so they can intimidate her. And then she won't testify. It's like, it's one of those so blatant. It's this Oakland prostitute scandal. It's like every week is another one that comes to light. It's like, was there an officer that wasn't getting no underage ass on the side?
Yeah, man, it's crazy, right? My man got busted. It's over, dog.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this wasn't even about an investigation into the team. This was the department came forward to report the misconduct. He was ratted out by his...
They were pissed off. They didn't think about it. That's why. Straight haters, dog.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that was kind of smooth what he was doing up in there. How come we didn't think about that?
Right.
Let's just bust on his parade and we'll slide up in there later.
Like, yo, he's texting her and shit. Like, yo, they coming. Get out of there. I'll see you on 14th Street.
I'll hit you at the spot in a couple hours.
Right. Ugly.
I ain't bringing my wallet.
You know, because they're saying that he was paying her. I don't think he was paying her. It's like, come on. If he's tipping her off to being arrested, we know that's an exchange.
Absolutely. Basically, right.
She does for him, he does for her. So
that's
a literal
exchange.
Right.
That is guaranteed a real exchange, you know?
Yeah. that you can't get no realer than that.
Yeah, my man's stupid, dog.
Well, I mean, I don't even think this guy anything to do with stupid. It's just the fact that, you know, these dudes, because they busters, and I say that because we're talking about individuals who, like the dudes that are shooting unarmed folks, they're the idiots of the bunch. And so the idiots of the bunch can't get ass either. It's one of those things, right? I mean, we know
not
that
no
they're...
game.
Right. They can't talk to humans in a correct fashion. So, you know, they have a gun, a little bit different. You know, I mean, because when you look at it, it's a lot of folks. And, you know, I've done some studies on people in unusual relationships. I'm hoping to finish up a documentary because, you know, it's like the people who date people in jail, marry people in jail. You know, you always wonder, what the hell is the lure of this crazy-ass dude in jail? And then you start looking like, then this female is crazy as hell. Or the guy is crazy as hell because he wants to marry this chick in jail. It's like, really? You can't get on the outside? You need somebody desperate who ain't going nowhere you can hold on? I mean... I don't get that.
That's the same dude with a subscription to Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, and all that shit. Computer just straight filled up with cookies of porn. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the same
individual, dog. He talks to a female. He don't even know what to say.
Hold on. I might have a cookie or two. I might have a cookie.
Hey, I'd rather get the real cookie, you know what I mean?
I would rather get the real cookie, too. I think that I like cookies. Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream all day long. Can't go wrong with that. Hey, but for y'all listening to the show, man, speaking of that on the computer, there's something called Clear Your History. Clear Your History, dog. I'm telling you,
why?
Man. Don't get caught up in there. Man, you know damn well, dog. A lot of people that are watching porn, they married. They got the little female they're living with. They might have kids up in the house. The last thing you know, they're looking for, like, extra TV. When they pick up X, they see, like, XNXX.com or something. Woo, that's a hard one to explain, boy. So I've heard.
So you heard. Daddy,
oh, shit, my homie was using my computer. My bad.
Right, Daddy, what is double penetration, Daddy?
Oh, you know, that's when you penetrate through the hole in basketball. Oh, that's double penetration.
Right.
Oh, my bad.
Right, you get double teamed, and you went in the penetration, you pass it to the homie. Double penetration.
Yeah, man. Ooh, that's a hard one to explain, boy. That's the birds and the bees right quick.
Yeah, we going to avoid that birds and the bees. But what we can do, we can talk about something Groundhog Day. Now, Groundhog Day is something that we do because we talk about something that happens every day. And speaking of Obama, I know people are saying I'm hating on Obama. But you remember Flint, Michigan? You remember Flint,
of
Michigan?
Course.
That place is still in the United States, right?
Last I heard, dog, it's in the United States of America.
Have you been watching the news?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's a damn shame.
No, but, I mean, have you seen anything new? Like, hey, we decided to clean up the water in Flint. Did you see that announced by the president yet?
I've seen something. I don't know if it's from the president, but I know they throwing some money to clean them pipes out there, them water pipes.
Yeah, but they nothing's happened yet.
All talk, no action.
Yeah, I'm like, because remember, he got that Peace Prize for stopping the war that he didn't stop.
Right.
Remember, he was like, oh, we withdraw the troops, but there are troops in Iraq now, and there are troops in Afghanistan now. Oh, they call them consultants, though. They're not troops. They're just talking. Like, hey, man, if I would shoot a bullet, I would shoot it like this. I'm like, Flint is still in the United States. He's still president of the United States. I mean, they making biopics about him. He already got one movie. I mean, they're talking about all kinds of stuff for him. But where's the... Where's the thing for Flint?
Yeah, man, that's a major issue too, boy. You would think he would step up to the plate.
That's, I mean,
impacting
he
a lot of lives.
Right? And didn't he take credit for killing what's his name? Scarface. What's the dude? The 6'6" cat. God damn. Hussein. No, not Hussein.
Yeah, Don Hussein. No, not Hussein. Osama Bin Laden.
Yeah, he got Bin Laden. He got Gaddafi. But
mm-hmm.
He took credit for that shit too, right?
Absolutely. He said it was during his watch.
Right. Great president. Man, Barack, he's so cool and all that other stuff. But Flint still, I mean, it's 2 years. Flint still ain't got clean water. It's like, I mean, do we not gonna blame him? We gonna give him credit for being smooth and shit. He can hit a 3-pointer. He killed Bin Laden even though he wasn't there. But
yeah, that's crazy, man.
But
it's a damn shame too, boy. That needs to be addressed. Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to come back on that. I want to thank everybody for listening. Big shout out to my man G Spot for coming on and doing what you do, which is some exciting.
Good looking out, Smooth.
Right.
Good looking out, Smooth.
Everybody listening, this is another Smooth Drum production. I'm Mr. F the N Word, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth.